In college, students might joke about living on ramen noodles or popcorn, but for some, hunger can be a real problem. According to at least one study, today's college students suffer higher levels of food insecurity than ever before. So as a more diverse population of students works toward higher education, some campuses are figuring out how to make sure those young people have meals, including in Milwaukee. Here's WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello.
When you meet smiling, friendly 23-year-old Shara Edwards, you'd never guess that anything could bring her down. But what has been a struggle for her ever since she was a kid is wondering whether she'll have enough to eat.
My mom, she's on like food share, that kind of thing. But when I went to high school, I was in the choice program, so we did get free lunch.
Edwards graduated from Cardinal Stritch University in 2015. Looking back, she says meals were as much a concern as her studies.
College, they were more like the academic help for me, like just passing my classes.
But when it came to food,
that part, I think that I was just basically figuring that stuff out on my own.
Nearly half of college students report they have trouble getting enough to eat. And students like Edwards, who are the first in their family to go to college, are particularly at risk. Food insecurity on campus can range from eating smaller portions to skipping meals altogether because of an inability to pay for food. Unlike the K-12 system, in college, the federal government doesn't run a free and reduced price meal program.
Something magical apparently happens between age 18 and 19, when apparently they no longer need food, at least according to our policies.
Sarah Goldrick-Rabb is a former UW-Madison professor. She runs the Wisconsin Hope Lab, a national research organization aimed at increasing college affordability. Goldrick-Rabb says it's time to do more to help students thrive while they work toward a degree. She wants policy leaders to pursue creative ways of addressing food insecurity on campus, such as expanding the K-12 school lunch program to colleges and universities.
We don't need people dropping out of school with debt and no degree because we didn't think it was important enough for them to have milk. And the question in front of us now is how best to deal with it.
One approach a few campuses around Wisconsin take is creating student food pantries. In downtown Milwaukee, MATC opens its pantry to students every Wednesday from 2 to 4. It's nothing big. In fact,
this is it.
It's literally a cabinet in the Office of Student Life. Kimberly Gilmartin is in charge.
It's just non-perishable, kind of easy go-to items.
So we got raisins, mac and cheese, beans, protein bar.
Students would come to Student Life and ask for lunch vouchers or free lunches. Started to get, noticeable. So we thought this was a good kind of aid that could help them get through a crunch time between paychecks or something.
The process of getting food here at MATC is pretty unceremonious. Anybody with a valid student ID can drop in at the pantry. And while I'm there, a few students do. They sign a one-time waiver, and Gilmartin hands them a plastic grocery bag full of food, mostly canned goods.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Yep, you too.
Hi.
Anything?
Sure. Do you have a
strong
pass?
Yeah.
Great.
Those who do stop by say they'd rather not talk to a reporter about the experience. And Gilmartin says she understands.
Some of them are a little embarrassed, and they're kind of relieved when I don't ask their story.
Shara Edwards is open to sharing her experience, but that doesn't mean it's easy. She now works as an advisor at College Possible, helping low-income students apply to college. And Edwards meets plenty living in situations similar to her own.
One of my students actually, she says to me that she only eats twice a day now. Felt really bad about that. You know, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I felt bad about it because it's just the thing that she doesn't have like food.
Do you see like yourself in her?
Yeah, I do.
Rachel Morello, 89.7 WUWM.